I wish we knew they were okay. It's been a while.
I'm monitoring their vital signs while they're on the tables in the lab. They're fine right now.
About the tables. You never explained why we had to strap Milo down?
Sometimes people lash out when they regain consciousness.
You didn't strap Jake down.
I'm less concerned about him.
No judgment, just making an observation.
Sure. Just, do you have the signal yet?
I told you, I'm working on it.
And I thought you had it already, so we could keep track of them.
And I also told you that it's not easy, you trying to pin down something like this. It's all over the place, like they keep changing it. I have to work for it.
Until then, Trish...
I'm fine. We need to get eyes, ears, I guess, on Milo and Jake. I don't like them being in there by themselves.
And you have your own things to worry about, Trish. Are you sure you won't let me run another round of tests?
What else is there to test for? You already know it's in my head. I can feel it in my head. We're just waiting for it now. There's nothing we can do.
We can't know that for sure until I have more data. I could learn how they work. I could stop it, maybe.
I'm fine. Really. I want to stay here until we can hear Milo. Just let me stay here, Maddie, please.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. It's fine.
Okay. Then we need to talk about the other students.
The other students.
They've got to be here in the Institute. We can't just leave their minds over there when we cut the signal, can't we? We need to find them.
Okay, I guess. It's not like we have a lot of time. All people. It's pretty much just us at this point, and Trish only counts as half.
Hey, I'm not an alien yet.
Are you sure? Because it would explain a lot.
No fighting. I want to go looking for the other students. That's all I meant to say. If they're here, we need to find them. You're busy. Trish should stay here with you and rest. I'm the obvious choice. I think I can find them. But I'd like to leave now.
Absolutely not. Does anybody remember when we agreed that we weren't going to split up? Because we keep splitting up. You're asking for something to go horribly wrong.
I know it's a bad idea, but we don't have many choices. If I find them, I'm the one most likely to be able to help. They'll be disoriented, they'll need attention. I think I should go. I want to go. Soon.
What if you run into one of the goopy alien things? You know there have to be some here. You can't do that by yourself.
I'm not afraid of them. I've dealt with them before. Besides, we have a plan. You can get me out again if you have to, before you block the signal.
Yeah. We don't have a plan. We have Milo's dramatic monologue and whatever else I can make up on the spot. That's what we have. And that's a horrible mix on a normal day. Let's not walk around like we know what we're doing.
We do have a plan. You figure out all the computer signal stuff. Milo does whatever Milo does, and Maddie's going to help the other students, I guess.
What about you, Trish?
I'll probably try not to be brainwashed by a goopy alien thing. That's my plan.
You're going to be all right.
Don't tell her that.
Jude!
Sorry. Got a lot going on.
Hold on. Did you just apologize?
You know what? Maddie, you're right. You better just hurry out of here so we aren't wasting time. Do you have a stun gun?
Why would I have a stun gun?
So you can stun things when they try to attack you?
I don't carry weapons.
Fine. You can have mine then.
Do you maybe want to not point that right at my face?
Grow up. I wasn't pointing it at your face. Here, Maddie. Just in case you run into anything.
I don't... All right. Thank you, Jude. I'll stop by the lab and get a medical kit. Someone might be hurt when I wake them up.
Here's one of the radios, too. There's a lot of interference, but you should be able to reach us if you get into trouble. Be careful. Just hurry, won't you?
I'll be as fast as I can. Good luck, Trish.
I told you. I'm fine. It's not gonna get me.
I know. But I think it's determined. So you have to be determined, too. Don't listen to it. You just have to hold on a little while longer.
Good luck, Maddie.
Good luck, Trish.
I really hope she gets that done in time.
What happens if they're stuck over there? Once you find a way to block the connection?
Well, I assume they wouldn't be able to get back to their real bodies, which we're not going to think about right now. I've got enough going on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey. I'm sorry.
What?
I said I'm sorry.
I can't hear you. You're gonna have to say it again.
You heard me.
Just savoring the moment, that's all.
You're an idiot. I can feel it in my head.
The alien thing.
I thought I was making it up. Like I was expecting it to happen, so that's what I felt. But there's something there. And it feels weird, Jude. There's definitely something in there.
What does it feel like?
It feels like... almost like something's digging around. Trying to, like, get into things. It was quiet at first, and that's why I didn't tell Maddie. I thought I might be making it up, but now I know I'm definitely not. Definitely not. There's something in there, and it's trying to get to me, and I don't know. I don't know how to get it out.
Okay, let's just hold on, yeah? Deep breaths. Maddie said you've got some time.
Maddie isn't feeling it, and I might not. We probably can't even get it out now.
She said it probably needs a good period of time and a sustained connection to take hold, especially since it's so touchy getting from our dimension to theirs. If I can block it in time, it'll leave you alone.
I don't want to end up like Jake. I don't want to end up like that. I really don't. I want to stay me.
Milo's going to figure it out. And me. I'm going to figure it out. But you probably don't care as much about that. Just hold on, okay? We're going to trust Maddie. She said you'd be okay for now.
You're not the one feeling something wiggling around in your brain, so why don't you just... ow!
Are you okay?
Headaches. Okay. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do about this. I don't think I can do anything about it. And I'm gonna start forgetting things, right? What do I do then?
Don't panic. Please don't panic.
To wait here forever.
That's him.
I hear it. Give me a second.
I told you this was a bad idea.
Just give it another minute.
We've given it lots of minutes, Milo. We can at least go looking for them.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Why, exactly?
They know that I'm here. I'm not going to waste my time running around when they can come to me.
Great. That is super ominous. You know that, right? Could we talk about the plan part of this again?
Well, I need them to come find us so that we can talk.
And?
We'll talk.
And?
I'll figure out as I go, okay?
I knew it. I knew you didn't have a plan. Way to go. You're going to get us killed out here. They will take our brains, break them into little pieces, and probably eat them. That is what is about to happen.
I told you, you didn't have to do this. If you want to get out of here...
How am I supposed to get out of here on my own? Oh, also, I want to help. I'm just pointing out that you're gonna... Oh, wow.
What? What is it?
I hate this. I hate this. I hate this. I hate this. I hate this.
Are they here?
Oh, this is bad. This is really, really bad.
You can hear them, can't you?
Yes, I can hear them.
Where are they? Are they getting closer?
Tiny, tiny thing. You should probably know before they get here. Ow.
What? What is it?
They're angry.
Hey. Hey, I need to talk to you.
Why do you have to be so resistant?
No, I don't have time for this. I need you to answer me.
You have a lot of questions, Milo Nielsen.
And you're the ones who would know that. You got all the files on me. Let's just talk.
You know what we want. You want it too, don't you?
But you haven't given it to me. You had me for long enough, didn't you? You could be in my head right now. I could be part of you. Why haven't you done it?
Things didn't go the way we had hoped. Not the way they went with others before your world. Your minds are different.
I know it created something new. Something like him. You didn't plan for that, did you? All that fancy plotting and studying, and you couldn't even figure out how our brains worked until you actually got in them. Which you couldn't even do without my help. How's that going for you so far?
We could do it if we had more time. If you let us study. You'd want this if you understood. But It's so hard for you to understand. So hard for you to see the details when you're focused on the outside. If you just listen to us.
Oh, I think I listened for a long time. Long enough to help you. I know exactly what you are.
To you?
You're a parasite, like Maddie said. You're one whole being scattered into little pieces, reaching out into minds. And you can't even find anything strong enough to hold you for very long. I don't know if those bodies you're in now can access signals that you didn't understand, or if you've been looking for our worlds for a while, but you're interested in our brains, because we can hold you, right? But it's a little trickier than you thought, isn't it? It's taking some trial and error.
We didn't mean to break some of you. And we didn't mean to make something new. These things just happen, Milo. It requires experimentation at first. Every mind is different. Some take longer to give over to us than others. But all of them do, in the end.
We haven't, though. He's your problem. You can't take us over. The best you can do is meld. And that's not what you want. You lose pieces of yourself. You're losing even more now with Trish.
The girl.
Yeah, Trish. The one that hit you with sticks. Remember that?
Don't remind us.
So what you're saying is that you're losing yourself to someone who hit you with sticks. Someone who hates you. You're not going to get her. You're just going to be a little bit weaker. You thought you could finally take someone over, but I guess you haven't done that much research.
Are you here to make us more angry? Or to ask us to use you instead?
I just don't think you can.
We know all about you, Milo. We spoke with you. We helped you. You stayed with us. You learned. Do you think we couldn't worm our way into your brain if we wanted to? We could shatter it into pieces.
Okay, so do it.
You said you weren't here to play games.
No, I think you're afraid to do. You don't want me to figure things out.
What do you want from us? Are you here to bargain?
Oh, are you okay? Having some trouble with your communicator there? He was kind of pissed about having to deal with you in the first place.
He is not our concern. You are, and the girl you're trying not to lose.
What? Trish? You don't have her yet. That's how it works, right? Your connection isn't very strong, so it takes time to get to us. Especially if you're not right there like you were with Jake. That's just my theory. But if that's true, then Trish has time. And she isn't going to make it easy on you. That's kind of her thing.
What do you want from us?
I want you to stop the connection with Trish. Back off. No more trying to make me angry. No more games. Just leave her alone. And then you don't have to deal with her. Maybe she won't hit you again. Maybe.
And?
Do it to me instead.
You still want that? After you've seen us corrupt and change the people around you? That isn't a fate humans seem to enjoy. They don't surrender so easily.
I asked you for it before, and you said no. But if you give it to me this time, I'll stay. I'll help you. I don't betray you. Trish gets to go free. Everyone wins. Just like that.
Do you think we're tricked that easily? We haven't forgotten what you said. You would use what you knew against us.
No, you don't know that for sure, though. You don't know what I would do if I was something new. Maybe I would help you. Maybe you could convince me. It's your risk to take.
We have a new deal for you, Milo Nielsen.
Okay, go for it.
You stay here with us. You and this thing, whatever it's become. You help us. You help us stay whole. And in return, we will make you whole too.
Trish.
We've seen the birth of stars, Milo Nielsen. We've moved from world to world and left a trail of husks behind. If your human minds create a puzzle for us, it's only a temporary one. And we have more time than any of you. We will shatter the girl's mind and 1,000 others if we have to. And when we've solved our little game, you'll be our first proper host. We will make you whole. We'll make you as useful as you told us you wanted to be. You asked us why. In your little paintings, remember? And didn't we answer you? It's not because you're special, Milo. We didn't have to choose you. You all but volunteered.
You
don't have to run, but if you want to draw this out, we have plenty of time for games.
I don't...
That's really not good.
We have to get them out of there.
Hold on, you can't leave. Maddie said not to go anywhere. Trish!
Did you hear what just happened there? They're gonna... Ha! Ow! Ow! Wow. Okay, that's intense.
Sit down, you're gonna fall over.
I'm fine.
Sit down. On the floor if you have to.
I can't... Wow. This is... Okay, I can feel it. It's doing something. Jude...
Just sit down. Just take a deep breath. Maddie said you had some time. You can't disappear on us yet.
I don't want to.
You're not going to. Come on, you can't just give in.
You try having an alien thing in your brain.
That's the spirit. Keep yelling.
Shut up.
See? You're definitely still you.
You really need to get that signal jammed up, Jude. You gotta stop it. And we need to get Milo out of there. It's going after him. We need to get him out of there now.
Jude? Hello?
I've got you. Listen, Trish isn't doing so hot.
I know. I'll be right there. But I found some of the other students, Jude. I found one of the girls, Christine. She was okay. We found the rest of them in some of the classrooms. It's going to take a while. How close are you?
I'm close, but we might have some problems on the Milo end of things. As in, we don't have contact with him, and our goopy alien friends are pissed.
I'll keep waking them up and I'll come back for Milo. He just has to keep them distracted long enough for you to lock onto the signal, right?
I think they've caught on to that by now. I keep losing it. I just need to lock onto it long enough to be able to block it. But it's shifting. They don't want me to get to it. I don't know how much more Milo can do.
Hold on.
You stay still.
Is Trish there? Is she all right? We need to keep her talking.
Yeah, well, we need a lot of things. And it's not looking so great. I don't think I can do it all.
You can. I know you can.
Hey!
I am on the radio.
I need to get in there.
What?
I think I need to get over there. I need to let it in.
You're gonna have to be more specific.
You need to lock onto the signal, right? And if I can get enough of it to communicate with them like Jake, maybe you can do it before it attaches to me all the way.
That's dangerous. Really, really dangerous. We still don't understand most of it.
But it could work.
That's assuming you could find the frequency without it mixing with your consciousness fully, yes. But like I said...
Great. I need to get in there, and I need to find Milo and Jake, and you can just lock on to the signal once I've got it, right? Then Maddie pulls us out, and you block it, and...
Do you understand the kind of timing you'd need there?
I'm doing it. I need to do it, okay? I don't have a lot of time. And I need to do it, so just let me do it, Jude. And you do your job.
Yeah, Captain. Okay.
Well, you don't have to go that far.
Trish, please be careful. There's more of that web over there. It works as a conductor. Don't stay there long, and try to stay yourself.
I don't know, this whole Trish becoming something new and different thing is starting to grow on me.
You're an idiot.
No time for that. Do be careful, though.
I'll finish with the other students and get back to the rest of you so I can wake you up.
Okay. This is fine. Here I go. Milo? Hey, Milo? Really need to find you right now. Ouch. It's kind of important. Milo?
What are you doing here?
Where's Milo?
Is this, like, a thing with him? Is he always just hiding somewhere? Because I've been looking and I can't find him either.
You don't know where he is?
Look, I just started running. I don't know what it wants to do with us, but I have had enough lately.
Focus. We need to find him, and we need to help Jude block the signal, okay?
What am I supposed to do about that?
You can hear them, right? Because I can. I definitely can. And I didn't tell them because it was freaking me out and Jude was freaked out, but oh wow, I can hear it. I don't know what it means yet, but I don't like it. And if I try really hard, I can help find the signal, I think.
You think?
Look, I'm not the one who used to be it. Partly it, or whatever's going on there. How long did it take, Jake? Before you were...
Not Jake.
Yeah, that.
I don't know. A while. I think I thought I was going crazy for a while. Hearing things, you know, in my head. And then it got worse. And it just happened. I can't tell for sure, though.
Fine. I'll just figure it out. We need to go find Milo. And the thing.
No offense, but I'd really rather not.
Would you just listen to me for once?
Okay.
Milo?
Trish?
Hey, there's kind of a really huge thing right there.
Thanks. Hey, creepy alien thing.
You're supposed to be listening to it.
I'm trying, I'm...
Oh, don't like this.
Trish!
Yeah, so, Milo, she's kind of...
We told you she shouldn't have come here.
Oh, Trish.
Do you understand yet? We're getting closer every day. Closer to understanding how you work. One more mind. One more piece of us thrown away. It won't matter.
I told you to keep her out of it. I told you to pick me.
What use would we have with losing you? You learned it all for us. Your minds are fragile, but they're very, very adaptable. They solve problems a little more easily. You helped us do this.
I know. It's my fault. Hey, Trish, it's my fault, okay? If you can still hear me, all of it's my fault. And I should have told you. And I should have let you know before I left. And I probably shouldn't have left at all. I was just curious.
You've gotten your answers, haven't you?
You know what? I know you don't think what you're doing is bad. It shouldn't be. You're trying to survive, and you're doing the only thing you can do. It's how you live. You're a parasite. But this is going to go very, very badly for you.
I think it's gone worse for you, hasn't it? Are you tired of shouting yet?
Now is the time to do something, right? You've got a big genius plan to fix this, and you know how to stop it, right?
No. I know exactly what I'm doing.
Great! Let's just...
Fine. I'll join you.
You were running out of other options, weren't you?
Yeah, sure. You got me, so I'll just... Jude, anytime you...
I...
Just stay still for now.
Milo?
Hey.
I said don't sit up, Trish.
So, we're...
You're welcome.
What?
I blocked the signal.
I don't... I'm not like Jake, right? I'm not...
Hey, I can hear you.
They're all here. Even though I told them everyone should get some rest.
Great. That's great. Milo?
Yeah, they're gone, I think. We just had to distract them, which is part of my super genius plan, actually.
What did you do?
Well, I took one out of your book and... Well, I hit him with a stick.
Admittedly, a very good distraction.
That was your genius plan?
That's what I told him.
Would you both just... I was running out of options, okay? I had to keep it distracted, and I had to keep it from taking over your brain, so... I did the first thing that came to mind. I thought you'd be proud of that.
You hit it with a stick.
Trish, are you feeling anything unusual?
Other than the headache?
So you're absolutely sure she's not turned into something new and improved?
Would you stop for just a second?
Sorry.
I still don't understand.
The timing just worked out. You helped Jude lock onto the signal. He was able to block it. Right before he did, I woke you and Milo and Jacob, so you aren't trapped there. If everything went the way it should, they shouldn't be able to reach us.
Not until we can figure out something more permanent, at least.
So, it's over, right?
It's over.
Hopefully. And if I could just say...
No, here we go. With the speech thing. I knew he would pull out a speech.
It's not a speech. I am offended that you would even think that I would do that right now.
What is it then, genius mastermind?
It's more of a statement.
So it's a shortened version of the speech you were about to make.
If you're even going to let me say it at all.
Just let him go ahead or he'll sulk all day.
Thank you, Trish. I just wanted to say that I'm sorry. Again, for all of it. I should have told you. I shouldn't have been so creepy about things. I definitely shouldn't have tried to mess with alien mind-melding stuff. That's a very bad move. Every time. I got carried away, and I really shouldn't have. And you probably shouldn't have to forgive me for that. I don't know.
This kind of sounds like a full-length speech.
Hey, I'm pouring my heart out over here.
He's a true romantic, that one.
Well, it's a nice speech.
Thank you.
And I guess I'll think about forgiving you.
Yeah, that's fair.
One condition, though.
Hold on.
As soon as we get back home, I'm gonna need some chocolate.
Okay. Done.
So, this is Captain Trish Odessa. And if I'm lucky, this is the last stupid log I'm gonna do for this school. I'm not supposed to be here. On the ship, I mean. They're taking in all the Institute equipment to make sure it's safe. And that includes the ships. But I haven't been on Ender in forever. What's left of it, anyway. We crashed it pretty hard. So I just thought I should come in here and say goodbye. And then I found my office, and all my logs were still in the system, so I guess I don't know. You know what? It's stupid now that I'm actually talking. No one's gonna listen to this one. They'll probably destroy it when they wipe the system. I'm just once again talking to myself in a dark room. I guess it just feels like maybe I should. I need a minute to myself anyway. We're about to head home. And as soon as I get on that emergency shuttle, they'll run more medical tests and ask me more questions. And when I get home, my parents definitely won't leave me alone. No one is going to let me out of their sight for days. And I'm okay with that. It's just gonna be a lot. And it's gonna be weird. I wonder how we're gonna explain it to everyone when we get back, you know? Milo thinks we might get famous. I think he's excited about all the interviews he'll get to do. And Jude just scowls at everybody. They all look at us like we've gone crazy or we're gonna, like, drop dead at any second. It was hard to sneak away, even now. They might not believe us at all. And I guess I don't know what we'll do then. It's a lot to explain. But Maddie has the samples she took, and we all saw the same thing. And there are a lot of us. Not all. We lost a lot of students. Wow, okay, this whole thing is getting depressing. I don't know why I thought it was gonna help. I guess I hoped things would get better once Milo got back. He could, I don't know, he could fix things, but he didn't. He sort of made them worse for a while. and I had to figure out way more than I thought I did. And now, I don't know. I don't even know how I'm gonna get back to normal. I'm not the pilot I thought I was gonna be. And I'm a pretty terrible captain, no matter what Maddie says. But on the upside, I'm also not an alien being, so there's that. I guess I'll just go home for a while. Milo's gonna need to see his family, but we live close enough, it turns out. It won't be so bad. At least he's not in another dimension this time. I can travel to him pretty easily. It'll be a nice change. Jude's not giving me his address, but I get the feeling he'll be around. And Maddie says she just wants to travel with her parents for a while. Clear her head. Avoid all the news stuff. That might be a good idea. Jake left before the rescue crew got to us. We asked if he'd want to see his family, but they're not his family, are they? He barely even remembers them, and he's not even the same being. So he took one of the smaller ships and got away before we could stop him. I don't know where he wanted to go. I hope he's okay, though. Maybe he'll figure life out. Figure out being something new. There's a lot to think about for all of us. I still don't understand what happened. But I do know I hit aliens with a stick. A really big stick. More than once. I guess I never would have done that before. I found Milo. I did that. I might not have been a great captain, but I was one. For a while, anyway. I don't know what I'm gonna do after this, but after being possessed by an alien, the future doesn't scare me so much anymore. So that's...
Hey, Trish!
Yeah, I'm in here.
They're looking for you. We're about to leave.
Okay, I'm coming. Well, this is it, I guess. My very last log. Sorry, it's kind of a sucky one. It's not like anyone's gonna hear it. I'm still confused, and I need to talk to Milo about a lot of things. But you know what? I'm not that mad anymore. It seems so weird and wrong to imagine that he would want whatever the aliens were doing to be something else. To be the most important thing to them, even if it was for a bad reason. But I don't know. I think I've got it now. I think I know why.
Bright Eyes is written by Amy Meester and produced by Amy Meester, Sydney Fontaine, and Cyrus Fontaine. The voice of Trish Odessa is Sydney Fontaine. The voice of Milo Nielsen is Wyatt Hammond. The voice of Maddie Ryan is Carly Racklin. The voice of Jake Ford is Jake Romano. The voice of the ship is Amy Meester. And the voice of Jude Brogan is Cyrus Fontaine. Original soundtrack by Cyrus Fontaine. To keep up with the cast and crew, follow us on Twitter. All links will be in the description. Finally, consider supporting us on Patreon for exclusive behind-the-scenes content, artwork, music downloads, and more. Just follow the link in the description. Special thanks to our classified and above patrons, Robert Mandelberg and Olivia C. To learn more about the podcast and its creators, visit us on the web at brighteyespodcast.wixsite.com/brighteyes. On behalf of myself and the entire Bright Eyes crew,
thank you so much for listening.
From a very found Milo, thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much for listening and for following along on this adventure. We could not have done it without you.
Thank you for listening.